They were tears that burned and scoured. When Roland took his hand, Jake squeezed it fiercely. He was frightened as well as sad. If it could happen to Eddie, it could happen to anybody. It could happen to him.
"Yes, Eddie. I know you'll wait," she said.
"In." He pulled in another of those great, wretched, rasping breaths. His eyes were as brilliant as gemstones.
"In the clearing."
Another breath. Hand holding her hair. Lamplight casting them both in its mystic yellow circle.
"The one at the end of the path."
"Yes, dear."
Her voice was calm now, but a tear fell on Eddie's cheek and ran slowly down to the line of jaw.
"I hear you very well. Wait for me and I'll find you, and we'll go together. I'll be walking then on my own legs."
Eddie smiled at her, then turned his eyes to Jake.
"Jake, to me."
"No," Jake thought, panicked. "No, I can't. I can't."
But he was already leaning close into that smell of the end. He could see the fine line of grit just below Eddie's hairline turning to paste as more tiny droplets of sweat sprang up.
"Wait for me, too," Jake said through numb lips. "Okay, Eddie. We'll all go on together. We'll be quartet just like we were."
He tried to smile and couldn't. His heart hurt too much for smiling. He wondered if it might not explode in his chest, the way stones sometimes exploded in a hot fire. He had learned that little fact from his friend Benny Sleichman. Benny's death had been bad, but this was 1,000 times worse. 1,000,000. Eddie was shaking his head.
"Not so fast, buddy."